Vice President Dick Cheney said today he'll go to court rather than yield to demands from congressional investigators for more information about his meetings with Enron executives. A new CBS New York Times poll indicates that most Americans believe the Bush administration is not being open about its dealings with the failed energy company. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Vice President Cheney has acknowledged he and his aides met with Enron executives six times last year while drafting a plan for a national energy policy. But the General Accounting Office, the investigative arm of Congress, wants more. The GAO has demanded the names of all business leaders who took part in those meetings and notes of what was discussed. The vice president told Fox News Sunday revealing such information would make it harder for this and future administrations to seek out unvarnished advice.
What I object to and what the president's objected to and what we've told the GAO we won't do is make it impossible for me or future vice presidents to ever have a conversation in confidence with anybody without having ultimately to tell a member of Congress what we talked about and what was said.
The GAO's Comptroller General, David Walker, says his office is on a short fuse and will decide this coming week whether to file suit in federal court for access to the records. The GAO originally demanded the records last summer, but was rebuffed by the vice president. And after the September 11th attacks, the GAO said the dispute was not a current priority. Enron's collapse has reignited the issue. Cheney sees partisan politics at work.
Some of the Democrats on the Hill are trying to re-energize this and try to turn it into some kind of political debate with respect to Enron. But what's really at stake here is the ability of the president and the vice president to solicit advice from anybody they want, in confidence, get good, solid advice without having to make it available to a member of Congress. The GAO does not have the authority to get into that particular arena.
If Democrats are using the Enron issue to try to score political points, it appears to be working. A new poll by CBS and the New York Times released today shows more than half the public believes the Bush administration is hiding something about its dealings with Enron executives. Fewer than one in five people polled believe the administration is telling the entire truth. Asked which party Enron executives are more closely tied to, survey respondents chose Republicans over Democrats by a ratio of more than 4-1. Democrat Tom Daschle, the Senate Majority Leader, said on CBS's Face the Nation, the vice president should stop stonewalling about his meetings with Enron executives.
The American people have a right to know what the facts are. I think the administration needs to open up, to be willing to be forthcoming with all the information regarding these circumstances.
Representative Henry Waxman, the ranking Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee, says the National Energy Plan produced by the White House contained 17 provisions that benefited Enron. Waxman and others are encouraging the GAO to sue for more information about how that plan was drafted. Vice President Cheney defended the administration's Enron dealings in an interview on ABC's This Week.
The fact is, Enron didn't get any special deals. Enron's been treated appropriately by this administration. There's some things I'm sure they disagree with, some things they agree with, but the record to date is overwhelmingly clear.
Not everyone is satisfied with that record, though. People who told the CBS New York Times poll they think the administration is hiding something about its Enron contacts agreed 2-1 that what's being hidden is something the public needs to know. Scott Horsley, NPR News.